Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us. We're live worldwide on CUTV News Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters. A pleasure to have you with us today. It is Monday, August 12, 2019, 1 p.m. Eastern here at the Broadcast Center. And always a pleasure again to have you with us, 10 a.m. Pacific. And we're continuing our exclusive conversation with our wonderful guest, Christine Rose, who is an outstanding coach, author, speaker, and a catalyst for women. She's appeared on CUTV News Radio Live in our exclusive series together, and I also had the honor and privilege of meeting her when she came to the East Coast to our television studio, and we did a full sit-down, in-depth, long-form interview at our studio. We've been talking also on this broadcast series about her recent book, Life Beyond #MeToo, that forthcoming book offering a coach's perspective on the sexual harassment, abuse, assault topic. It includes personal stories, thought-provoking questions, and resources for victims and those who care about them, plus something we can all benefit from, a look into what it will take to transform what was before #MeToo into what could be. In this exclusive weekly series, Christine is sharing with us her perspective and wisdom and giving us a glimpse into her book and what you can look forward to reading once it comes out later this year. Topics have included the new normal in the marketplace, powerful nonviolence encouragement for intrepid survivors, and her hopeful vision for a safer world, among others. Now, throughout her book and her strategic coaching, Christine really strives to and hopes to empower as many people as she can to really get out of default mode and design their best future. She enjoys helping clients, particularly small business owners, to pursue their dreams with clarity, to overcome obstacles, and to successfully grow themselves and their companies. Christine also offers an accountability coaching group called Weekly Inspiration Networks for Success, designed to hold clients accountable and help them accelerate their wins. We're so excited to have her back with us here as we continue our exclusive series together. And I encourage you to go back in our archives to hear the other episodes, the valuable and invaluable episodes that we have done with Christine. We've talked about the new normal in the marketplace, as well as powerful nonviolence. And next week, we're going to talk about hope for a new normal. But on today's episode, we're talking about intrepid survivors. And with that, let's welcome back our very special guest to CUTV News Radio Live, Christine Rose. Christine, thank you very much for joining us. A pleasure to have you with us here on CUTV News Radio Live. I know you've had family visiting in from Japan. It's been a wonderful time with them. Family is what it's all about. Beautiful weather there in the Pacific Northwest and the greater Seattle area. So we thank you for taking time out of your busy day to join us here once again as we continue our series together.
Hi, Jim. It's so great to be with you, and hello to the listeners. We're going to talk about something that's going to be hopefully encouraging to people when they're listening today.
Absolutely. And every time you're on with us, it's always something positive and encouraging, and we always appreciate that, Christine. So thanks for doing that every week with us. You know, your book has a chapter dedicated to those who have experienced discrimination and harassment, abuse, violence. And a lot of people have been. And some of that, unfortunately, they're saying, that's why the timing of what we're talking about here and the timing of your book, some of these things, discrimination, harassment, abuse, and even violence, as we're seeing in the news these days, some of this is on an uptick recently. For some reason, people are stressed out, people are not listening to each other, they're just talking at each other. There's a lot going on. So there is an uptick to some of this in our society right now. So the timing of what you're doing is ideal. What are your key messages to those who have been victims of this, and, you know, these people that you call the intrepid survivors?
Oh, Jim, it's really a kind of a scary world out there sometimes, for especially for people who've experienced victimization. But I like the word intrepid. It means fearless. And this is the zone we go to where a victim becomes a survivor and then even an inspiration to other people. And for those, and it's so common, you know, we used to think that these types of things that happened, you know, they were isolated incidents that happened perpetrated by bad people. And what we have found out is that it's much more common than we thought. So what I really want to say to those who are now survivors and becoming inspirations to others is that, first of all, your story counts. That courage that people had to share their Me Too story is really changing the world, because a lot of things have changed for the positive since October of 2017. And if you get the book and go back and look at some other episodes that we talked about and listen to, we go over some of those things. But I'm just, you know, speaking to those who have a story. You know, maybe you attended a march or stood along the side of a long road like they did in India, or, you know, put on a hat to protest violence. Maybe you got in and worked in a political situation for someone who you think represents your voice. But every voice counts, and there's a collective power that has made every story count. And so whether you've told your story to someone or you maybe are saving that for another time, I just want you to know your story counts and your life counts. And things are changing, and I have quoted other people in the book who've said things will never be the same. A second thing I really want you to know is that you are not alone. What we learned from Me Too is that the shame, the sense of isolation that that people experience when they're discriminated against, when they're harassed, or especially if they've suffered from violence, is that shame isolates people and says to them, you're unworthy. And it says, don't look at me, don't judge me, don't hurt me anymore. For people that have carried a sense of shame, what we've learned in the Me Too movement is that this shame has magnified itself in a culture that doesn't support individuals, and where blame and recrimination from people add to the heavy burden. But I want you to know that you are not alone, and your story matters. And what we learned from Me Too is you don't have to carry your burden alone anymore, that we now have had millions of people speak their truth and their stories. And you can do that too. And that changes the game for people. And another thing I really want people to know, and it's full of this chapter for survivors is full of information about this, and there are resources listed in the book also, but there is hope and there is healing for you. And it's a process, it's a journey, and your journey is unique and individual, but it's there. And so every day you get an opportunity to move forward. Every day you get a new, you know, you wake up and there's breath in your lungs. And so as long as you're breathing, your story's not over. And so there is hope and there's healing for you, whatever your story is. And I hope that this book can help.
That's wonderful. That's really beautifully said. And your desire to help is always been at the forefront of what you do. And I think that's fantastic. So people can be assured, you know, when they deal with Christine Rose, that she's speaking from the heart as well as from experience and from, you know, an incredible educational background as well on these topics. How does telling their hashtag Me Too story change each person? And what would you say, Christine, victims of harassment and violence do to overcome one of the significant things that happens, which is this deep-seated feeling of shame?
Yeah, you know, Jim, I think people might have heard about Brené Brown, who is a researcher and has researched and spoken about shame. And it's one of the things that she said is that if you put shame in a petri dish, it needs three things to grow exponentially. It needs secrecy, silence, and judgment. But if you put the same amount in a petri dish and douse it with empathy, it can't survive. And she said the two most powerful words when we're in a struggle are me too. So one of the things that we need to do is recognize, if we haven't already, that there is freedom in sharing our stories, in releasing the shame that has stuck with us from the stories we lived through, by reaching out to another in empathy. And when we do that, we're no longer victims. We are now a force to be reckoned with, and we can be more than overcomers.
That's really important. Just what you said right there, just hanging on to that, we can be more than overcomers. You know, you overcome, but then live your life in a productive, happy, fulfilled, satisfied, blossoming, glorious way is all very, very important. Oftentimes, those who carry wounds from things like sexual harassment, abuse, violence, belittling, all the things that other people do to other people, you know, they hold a deep mistrust for others, and that can affect their relationships, that can affect intimacy, that can affect trust issues, you know, at work, at home, with friends. How can survivors regain their ability to trust people, and when it's safe to trust? Because in life, trust is huge. I mean, that provides a comfort zone for us to take the mask off and allow us to be ourselves, non-judged, non-threatened, and feel appreciated and valued when trust is there. But when we fear having trust or putting our trust into something or someone, that can really get in the way. So how do they regain this ability to trust again, Christine?
Yeah, you know, we have such a short amount of time, and there are books on this. So I would say, I'm a lifelong learner. And so the first thing is to recognize that it's okay to not trust unsafe people. It's okay to not give your trust to somebody else. It's something that has to be earned. And when we discern, you know, who's actually safe, you know, then we have a little bit more freedom. But sometimes people are afraid of trust at all. And so what they're doing then is that they are kind of locking up their heart. And what they're doing then is defrauding safe people of real relationship. And I know about this because I've done it myself. So I am, you know, a wounded healer myself, right? But in the book by Beyond Boundaries, Dr. John Townsend says, trust is the oil that keeps relational machinery running smoothly. So it's not a luxury, it's vital. Trust is necessary for healthy, full relational lives. And what's more, trust is beautiful. It's the ability to be vulnerable with another person. So when you trust someone, you feel that this person will keep your best interests in mind. You believe that they are who they say they are. You feel the deepest parts of you will be safe with them. You expect they'll be there for you no matter what, and they will love you even when you're not so lovable. And if we decide, if we've made an agreement with ourselves because of the hurt of some people that we will no longer trust anyone, we are missing out on some of the most beautiful parts of life. So to discern who's safe and who's not, I recommend some things in the book. I recommend the book, The Gift of Fear by Gavin DeBecker, about really like taking advantage of what our body tells us, our signals that help us know who's trustworthy. I recommend the book Safe People, How to Find Relationships That Are Good for You and Avoid Those That Aren't by Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend. And, you know, as leaders, in the book The Power of Other, also by Dr. Cloud, leaders help to discern types of people we're in relationship with and invest in those that are safe and healthy and deep, authentic relationships, and then we model that for other people. So it's really important to not completely give up. That doesn't mean that we offer trust blindly to people, because, you know, they don't necessarily have earned it, but there are ways to know, you know, is this person safe and can I trust them? And so it's really useful to somebody to learn about that.
It is, yes, and to absorb it and to apply it to, you know, everyday life, you know, forgiveness and resilience and gratitude are also huge when it comes to this new normal. How do, from your perspective, Christine, forgiveness, resilience, and gratitude help move victims into the new normal?
So, Jim, you know, as somebody who grew up in a home with three sexual abusers living in my home, I'm personally associated with forgiveness and the opportunity to exercise it and how it can change your life. So I'm not putting attitudes out there for people when I talk about this in the book. I know that when you've experienced powerlessness, oftentimes the reservoir of anger that you are carrying can be applied to helping empower others. In fact, many of the people who work in the rape crisis, you know, area have experienced sexual assault themselves. It can also kill you, though, because if you're carrying around anger, it can cause heart disease. It can, you know, cause inflammatory disease, other illnesses. The research is out there that going around carrying this anger, whether you know you're carrying it or not, can really harm you. So to move into new normal, and really for yourself, forgiveness is a key. And forgiveness is not denial. It's not blind acceptance. It's not letting someone off the hook. It doesn't mean, you know, kind of being dishonest with yourself about your pain or shame. Forgiveness requires honesty with yourself and with other people about reality. And it's a decision, it's a conscious decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance that you have towards someone, whether they deserve it or not. And I know from personal experience, I wasn't able to forgive all of my abusers in my family, or even many of the people that I've experienced sexual harassment at work, because the relationship ended or the person died and I wasn't able to do that while they were alive. But I know that letting go of that sense of pain and injustice and just deciding to forgive was really key to me moving forward. And it also helps you to connect to yourself at a deeper level, which actually makes you safer. When you think about, you know, this misfortune or changes or ways that, you know, we experience a struggle in the world, resilience is that ability that you develop to quickly recover from those things. So to be resilient, you need to know who you are And you need to agree with yourself that what you do really does make a difference. And it's true for everyone. It's true for everyone who's listening. You are unique in the world. There is no one exactly like you. No one has your fingerprints. No one has your iris scan. You are unique in the world. No one is exactly like you. I keep on saying the same thing, but I want you to know that you can know yourself and agree that you're here for a reason and you do make a difference. And we don't always have the ability to control what other people do in any moment. But from moment to moment, and from the moment after we experience something, we own the stories that we tell ourselves and others about what happens. And so we can use that power to own our stories about what happens, to be resilient, and we can develop stories that strengthen and empower us, and we can share those with safe people. As we're doing our healing work, I think about a woman, I can't remember her name right now, but she was held as a hostage under someone's bed. And when she was released, you know, she's out speaking about this, and the story that she believed that her mom told her was that, you know, you don't have to give these people any more power over you. So resilience is making your stories empowering to yourself. And that can help us all move into a new normal where we are safer and the world is safer for everyone. When it comes to gratitude, you know, there's been research about the psychological benefits of gratitude. I think of Dr. Robert Emmons, I think he's in California, but he found that expressing gratitude is good for you in so many ways. It improves your mental, physical, relational well-being. It impacts your experience of happiness, and it creates long-lasting happiness and health, improved physical health, improved emotional and social well-being, greater optimism. Gratitude just makes you happier. It makes you feel more connected, whether in a time of a loss, in the time of a crisis. It helps you to have a higher self-esteem. Grateful people who practice and have a discipline of gratitude are recorded as having higher energy levels, strengthen heart and immune system, lower blood pressure. It expands your capacity of forgiveness. So we talked about forgiveness and how important that is, but having gratitude helps you to be a more forgiving person. It also cuts your stress and anxiety and depression and headaches. It improves your self-care and you're a greater likelihood to exercise if you're a grateful person. So gratitude isn't about the bad things that happen to you, but it's about finding something good in your situation without denying the bad. Okay, we're still living in reality, but it's about finding the good. And when we find the good, we are able to see something bigger than ourselves, and we're able to bring all these benefits to ourselves and others by practicing gratitude. And that is a key to an intrepid survivor and into moving into new normal. So one thing that people can do is just get a journal and start writing every day 5 things that they are grateful for that day. And, you know, maybe they spend a lot of time crying. Maybe they spend a lot of time struggling and being able to get counseling that they need. They haven't been able, you know, they felt like this is a secret they can't share. You know, one step just to kind of coming out of the black hole is to do this gratitude practice. And you know, even be grateful for upcoming opportunities to share your story and get healing, because it's a real possibility for you. So those are some things that people can do to help move themselves and move others out of that old normal place of people being victims and into a new normal where everyone is valuable.
Beautifully said, eloquently said, and impactfully said as well, Christine. Do you have some final thoughts for those who have yet to heal from their Me Too stories?
Yeah, thank you for hanging with us today. This, you know, it's kind of hard to talk about this stuff sometimes, and you might be at a place where this is still really a challenge for you and you haven't healed. If your story has happened recently, or whether it's resurfaced after being buried for ages, the truth is that for you, there is healing and there is hope. It's really important, as we have found out in Me Too, there's such value in community and in sharing your stories. So I want to encourage you to reach out to safe people. I want to encourage you, if you can, to see a professional or to seek professional resources. Check out resources at the library. You know, talk to the librarian in your local community. Check out the resource pages in the appendix in my book. But take time to care for yourself. Invest in yourself and in your future. I just want those who are still in the healing process to know that it gets better, you know, whatever you have been through. There's an opportunity in your future to be much more than a survivor, to really, your courage and your story and your healing can put you in a position that allows you to serve others who are struggling, and that allows you to bring your unique gifts to the world. And we want to do that. And together, you know, we're not alone. And together we can continue to raise our voices and raise the standards for human behavior and move people forward, have more conversations like these, and continue to move people forward in pursuing a new normal that will be safer than for our daughters and our sisters and our grandchildren. And, you know, even the mothers out there, I mean, you know, whatever your story is. And, you know, for the men who've experienced Me Too stories and have been able to tell those, you know, you're valuable. Whatever makes you up, you know, you're unique and special. And so there is healing, there is hope, and you are a part of raising the standard for the world.
What a very encouraging way to wrap up this episode, Christine. Really, really heartfelt and soulful and deeply expressed, and so positively expressed as well for anybody that's listening who is going through something similar and trying to deal with it all, and the frustration and the emotional aspect of everything. So thanks for breaking it down and breaking it out for us and letting folks know that there is hope and there is help, and contacting somebody like you is one of the first steps to do it. ChristineRose.coach is the website I encourage people to go to. That's Christine, that's with a C, ChristineRose.coach. And for the latest info about the book that we've been talking about, you can go to Facebook.com/LifeBeyondMeToo, and that's T-O-O, Life Beyond Me Too, to learn more about Life Beyond, #MeToo, the forthcoming book that Christine has penned and is coming soon. Christine, thank you so very much for being with us. We look forward to chatting with you again next week, where we talk about hope for a new normal on that episode. Thanks for being with us. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jim, and thanks to the listeners. It's been great to be with you. Take care.
You are very, very welcome. We'll chat again next week, and Thanks again for being with us. You're a delightful guest. Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, appreciate you being with us as well. Stay tuned. More of CU TV News Radio Live coming right up. Have a great day.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.